This meditation is for confusion. Start with putting your hands on your chest and feeling the sense of grounding, and feel how your hands are connecting with you on your chest. And just put your attention there for a second and feel how the warmth of your hands is soothing your chest and maybe your emotions. So before we begin, you can sit on a chair or sit in the lotus position, the meditation position, or lay down somewhere comfortable. You can keep your hands on your chest if you want to, or you can have your palms open and have your thumbs touch your pointers or middle fingers, either way. Or you can fold your hands on top of one another on your lap. Make sure nothing is crossed, no fingers or anything. So gently close your eyes. As with confusion, the brain goes 1,000 miles per hour. It cannot stop. It is thinking in circles and thinking and overthinking, and it is as busy as it can be. So first, you are going to focus on quieting your brain. Observe how busy your brain is. Think about all the thoughts you have since you felt confused, and you noticed how many thoughts that are present. The problem is that when you are confused, you get so many thoughts. Well, actually, you need to be very systematic in how your brain can have fewer thoughts. So to become clear about your confusion, you are going to visualize, sense, think, feel, or imagine a shelf on the wall. You are going to do that by thinking or visualizing or feeling or imagining or sensing or seeing the shelf on the wall somewhere in the room where you are. And if you are in nature, you sense or feel or think a little box somewhere. And now you're going to visualize putting all your thoughts on that visualized self or in that visualized box. And tell your brain that you don't want to think so much stuff anymore. It is going to be tricky because as soon as you empty your brain, when you are stressed about things, thoughts will pop up again. This is very normal. Don't be discouraged by that. So you close your eyes and you can also let go of your thoughts by visualizing your thoughts as white puffy clouds on a blue sky. As see them slowly drifting away till they completely disappeared. Just try that and see the little clouds of confusion, see them disappearing as little puffy white clouds on a blue sky. And then see how they all disappear and just a blue sky is left. Or another way is that you can start focusing on one thing and let go of all other things. Maybe you can choose one of these three methods, which are the shelf on the wall or the box, or puffy white clouds disappearing on the blue sky, or focusing on just one thing. And I will leave you for about 15 seconds to practice your choice. Good. First, you want to embrace the confusion because confusion is telling you that you need to have different ways of thinking about things. Confusion is there to teach you what you need to do more, to do different, or just to be kind to your confusion. It is only to help you not to make the wrong decision and to become clear of what is not right, or to start doing something that you don't know how to do yet. So embrace confusion. And thank it for showing up. So thank you for being here to help me. Now create some space inside for your confusion. Let it be somewhere in your body. And if you can just breathe some kind, loving warmth into it through your nose. And let go of the stress you have around the confusion out through your mouth. So go ahead. Visualize some kind, loving, warm air coming into your nose, into your body. And then let go out of your mouth the stress around the confusion. Breathe in, deep breath, and out. Let go of the stress around the confusion. It is okay. Everybody gets confused in life at some point or another. And again, start accepting, loving, and be kind to the confusion. Tell it you want to learn from it instead of making it difficult in your brain. So again, breathe in the light into the confusion with love and kindness and acceptance and embrace. And let go through your mouth all the stress around it. Now start breathing normally. And slowly start guiding your breath to this place of confusion in your body. Ask your breath to bring you there where the confusion sits in you. It can be in your head, it can be in your chest, it can be in your solar plexus that is right in the middle under your rib cage, or in your stomach, or in your lower stomach. And just let it bring your focus there. And with each breath, you are coming closer and closer to where it sits in your body. And take a few breaths to do that. And while doing that, ask your breath to bring you there. And make sure you still embrace it with kindness and love, because that is all that it needs, kindness and love. Another breath will guide you to your confusion, and another breath will get you there slowly and surely. So when you get to your confusion in your body, just pay your attention there. Just put your attention right on the spot and ask the question, what is it really about? What am I confused about? Is it a deeper meaning of the confusion? Is it just plainly confusion? Or is it some insecurity mixed in there? Is it fear that drives it? Try to see if there is some fear or insecurity mixed in there, and try to separate from the insecurity and fear. Make sure that your confusion is not convoluted by insecurity and fear. And ask the insecurity and fear to step outside of you. Step 10 feet behind you and say, insecurity and fear, please step out of me and stay 10 feet behind me. Just stay there for a bit to do my thing. Thank you. So now, your insecurity and your fear are just outside of you, 10 feet behind you. So now you can just deal with your confusion. And then see how the fear and insecurity have left your body and taking a step away from you, 10 feet away from you, to give you space to get really clear about your confusion. Now look at it closely. What is coming up for you? What are you really confused about? What do you need to learn from it? What do you need to deal with it? Or how do you need to deal with it? Make sure to give confusion a lot of space to deal with these questions. Just ask the questions why you are really confused deep down. How can I get the answers for this? And what do I need to do to deal with my confusion? So embrace it, no pressure at all. Be sure to be very inviting and kind and gentle and calm. It's all okay. It really is just all okay. And I'm going to leave you for about a minute to sit with your confusion and the questions. Just put your attention there and feel what is really going on. I will be back soon. And when your thoughts are going to another place, when you are getting distracted, just gently bring it back to the purpose of this meditation to get to know your confusion. It's all normal. I'll see you in a minute. So good. Hopefully you have been able to really connect with your confusion and maybe even learn from it and what to do. And slowly breathe some more light into your confusion and embrace it with kindness and thank it for it to be your teacher, because it is your teacher. And again, out of your mouth, let go of all the stress that it is surrounding it. Embrace it as just another thing in life and nothing more. It only means that your brain and your system is working really well to tell you that something needs attention. And that is what you are doing. So when you are ready, just feel yourself laying down or sitting down and hear my voice and embrace the change inside of yourself. Embrace the calm confusion. And it is okay when answers come. And it is okay when answers haven't come yet. Just commit to go on with life, with the question what the confusion is about in the back of your mind. And since there isn't any more pressure, the answer will show up someday on itself. Answers come more when there isn't any pressure, and at moments we least expect them. Make the commitment to take this new way of dealing with your confusion with you when you get out of this meditation. And when you are ready, you can wiggle your toes and then wiggle your fingers and open your eyes when you're ready. Now go into the world in curiosity to find out what you need to learn from your confusion and with a kind of excitement that is going to teach you more. Life brings new things and changes. And change can bring confusion. But now you know what to do with it. You got this. Namaste.